Extraordinary, where we take a look at ordinary people and ordinary creatures who do extraordinary things. I'm your host, as always, Mr. Ordinary. On today's show, we have a special guest to help us out, and his name is Jackson Saunders. Jackson, can you wave to the audience?
Hello?
Okay, Jackson, we're going to play a little game today, and we're going to see if I tell you two animals, if you can tell me which one is stronger.
Okay.
Jackson, are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, here we go. Here's the first pair, and you say which is stronger, the elephant or the hippo? Jackson says the hippo. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Well, let's see if you're right. It's the hippo. You're right, Jackson. The hippo is so strong, his jaw can bite someone right in two. That's extraordinary. All right, Jackson, let's try another. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stronger, a grizzly bear or a tiger? Jackson says the tiger. What do you think? Is he correct? Let's find out. It is the tiger. You're right again, Jackson. My goodness, you're smart today. The tiger, ladies and gentlemen, can carry twice its body weight up a tree. That is rather extraordinary, wouldn't you say? Let's see if you can get another one right, Jackson. Which is stronger, the falcon or the eagle?
The eagle.
The eagle, he says. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? You are correct. It is the eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, an eagle can pick up 4 times its body weight into the air and fly away. That is extraordinary. All right, last one. Jackson, are you ready? Are you going to go 4 for 4?
Yeah!
All right, here we go. Which is stronger, the dung beetle or the rhinoceros beetle?
The rhinoceros beetle.
Let's see if you're right. Jackson says the rhinoceros beetle, and the answer is the dung beetle. Oh, we're sorry, Jackson, you missed that one. But my goodness, you have been incredibly smart today. The dung beetle, ladies and gentlemen, can pull 1,142 times its weight. That's equivalent to you, Jackson, pulling 6 school buses full of people.
Oh, I can't do that.
Are you strong enough for that?
No.
No, you don't think so. Well, Jackson, you've been a fantastic guest on today's show. I just have a few more questions for you. Jackson, where do you think all this extraordinary strength that these animals have comes from? Say it louder so they can hear you, Jackson.
God!
Jackson said they get their strength from God. Do you think he's right, ladies and gentlemen? Does God only give strength to the animals?
No.
No, who else does he give strength to?
Me.
He gives strength to you? What about to these other kids? Does he give strength to them?
Yeah.
Jackson, you're right again. God gave each one of these animals extraordinary physical strength, but he also gives us strength on the inside. And with that strength, we can overcome any obstacle that comes our way. Let's take a look at the Bible and see if we can find some more stories of God using ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
Welcome back to week two of Crossover, where we're taking a look at ordinary people doing extraordinary things. How many of you play a musical instrument? What instrument do you play? Have you ever heard the sound of a trumpet? Today in our Bible story, there are trumpets, and we're talking about how God gives extraordinary strength. Our story today comes from Joshua chapter number 6. Sometime after God rescued the Israelites, or God's special people, from the land of Egypt, they were camped out near Jericho. Now, Jericho was a very unfriendly place, so much so that it had huge walls built around the city, and the people of Jericho would not let the Israelites come in the city gates. But God told Joshua that the land of Jericho would be theirs, that they could be strong and courageous because God would be with the Israelites wherever they went. All they had to do was follow God's plan. Do you want to know what God's plan was? 7 priests, not soldiers, carrying trumpets, not weapons, were to begin slowly walking and marching around the walls of Jericho. The rest of the Israelites marched around the city as well. Day after day, for 6 days, they marched around the walls of Jericho. Then, on the 7th day, they were to march around 7 times. On the 7th time, the priests were supposed to blow their trumpets and all of the Israelites would yell. Well, they did exactly as God said, and guess what happened? The walls came crumbling down. These huge, tall walls around the city of Jericho came crashing down just at the sound of trumpets and people yelling. A little bit of side story. Do you remember who Rahab was? She is the woman who took a big risk and protected the Israelite spies. They told her to let down a scarlet rope from her window and that they would protect her when the walls fell. Indeed, Rahab and her family were saved when the city of Jericho fell. Joshua probably wondered how marching and yelling could make walls fall, but he did not question God. And when the walls of Jericho fell, Joshua knew that God had given him extraordinary strength to do something amazing. I have 2 towers, and I have a piece of paper. How strong do you think this piece of paper is? If I take this piece of paper and put it across my towers, and I have a box of Kleenex, do you think that this paper can hold the box of Kleenex? Let's take a look and see. No, the paper isn't strong enough. But we are talking about God's strength today. How are some ways that we can become stronger with God's strength? We can pray. That is one way that we become stronger with God's strength. We read our Bible. That's another way that we become stronger with God's strength. Then we also worship God at church with other people, and that helps us to grow in our strength and become stronger. We memorize scripture and memorize Bible verses, and that will increase our strength in God and help us to become stronger. We can also spend time listening to God. That would help us to become stronger and to increase our strength. All of these things are ways that we can become stronger and increase our strength in God. And God gives us His extraordinary strength when we do these things. Now, let's take a look now. I have my towers again. I have my strengthened paper. And let's see what will happen when I put my box of Kleenex. On the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, And now my paper is strong enough to hold my Kleenex because it's been strengthened, just like we are strengthened when we do things like pray and read our Bible and spend time with God. That helps our strength to grow. What do you need God's strength for today? Maybe there's something tough going on in your family or around you, and you don't understand what it is and why, but you know that you need help. God gives us extraordinary strength, even when we feel like we can't do anything about what's going on. God gives us strength to be able to make it through whatever we're going through, and He gives us strength to come out victorious. Just like God helped the Israelites do an amazing thing, God can help us do amazing and extraordinary things because God gives extraordinary strength. Let's take a moment and pray and ask God to help us to have His strength no matter what comes our way and no matter what it is that God asks us to do. God, we love you. We thank you for the strength that you give us. Even when we don't understand what's going on around us, or when you've asked us to do something that we're afraid to do, we know that you give us extraordinary strength. Help us to remember and ask for your strength every day, and help us to do extraordinary things for you. In your name we pray. Amen.